The answers to 2 and 5 in the previous exercise are given in the appendix of the manual. Now let's move into our next exercise, which is on page 3. So we've learned how to identify what's a real presupposition and what's a mind read. Now let's practice identifying the individual presuppositions in certain statements. So on page 3 we have 10 statements, and the exercise is to identify what presuppositions are there in each particular statement. Let's do number 1 together, and then you can do 2 to 10 either by yourself or with your practice group. So the statement is, if my boss says that again, I'll have to ask him to leave. So, what do we have? We have some presuppositions of existence. Presupposition existence of boss, of I, and him. We don't actually know that boss and him are the same person. That would be a mind read. We also have a presupposition of cause and effect. If my boss says that again, there's an implied, then I'll have to ask him to leave. There's a presupposition of ordinal in again. If he does it again, that presupposes he's done it before, I'll have to ask him to leave. There's the presupposition of possibility of saying, and also the possibility of asking, and also the presupposition of it being possible for him to leave. There's also a modal operator of necessity in have. I'll have to ask him to leave. I'm pretty sure that's all the ones that there are in that particular statement. So now doing number 2 through to number 10, the same thing, identifying all of the presuppositions in all of those other statements. And I think that should take you maybe 3 or 4 minutes per statement.